let's talk about more success. Your credit union has what we're calling the trifecta of success, with 300,000 members hitting that mark, $5 billion in assets, and it's your 80th year. Congratulations.
I know. It's a great year. Yeah. Great to be here. Great year. Doing well.
So what do you attribute this to? I mean, you guys are obviously just going crazy with growth and stuff like that. What do you attribute it to?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is we're really revitalizing Patelco, kind of going back to the mission of being a credit union, energizing the team, engaging the team, and they're engaging the members, and it's working.
Awesome. It looks like all cylinders are firing there.
Yes,
excellent.
All righty. Thank you.
So what are some keys to your success, do you think, other than, you know, the team coming together and all that type of stuff? Are there like a couple of things that you could provide some advice, I guess, maybe to other credit unions looking for the same success?
Well, you know, the first thing that we really did is restated our mission, and that's to enrich our members' financial well-being and health. And then what we did is really made sure the team understood that, had the tools that they had to do to engage with members, and, you know, their embracing probably is the thing that overall that's really helping us take off, because the members themselves are interacting exceptionally well, and they're probably our best referral source right now. So that's kind of the magic that we have going.
Happy staff, happy members.
Yep.
All right, I like how that works. So what issues or trends do credit unions face today that could keep them from attaining such achievements as yours? I mean, there's a lot. There's obviously regulations, that whole thing. What else is there out there?
Well, I think there's two. One is the digital trend and making sure you're staying up on that type of technology and access for the membership, which isn't as easy as it seems. And then I think the other one is the talent trend, meaning it's kind of tough, at least being in the Bay Area, finding the right talent and, quite frankly, affording the right talent. No doubt. So that's a tough one for people.
Okay. All right. It's got to get past that, past the staffing hurdle, so to speak.
Well, you know, the people make the difference. So you got to have the right people there. So that's why it's a difficult trend right now.
Okay,
I think.
Cool. Good to know. All right. Based on your experience, how have you gotten the credit union message out to your members and then prospective members, and where do they get it?
Well, you know, this is kind of like a broken record, but we worked with the team first, because if the team doesn't have it, it's going to be really hard, because they're our first ambassadors dealing with members. And when they're successful with members, I'll tell you, the referrals we've gotten from members alone has been phenomenal. And then, you know, the other things you do, you just do. But believe it or not, Pandora has been the other avenue to reach our members in the Bay Area.
Do tell. What is going on here?
It's just advertising and talking about our products and services and what we can do to help them with their financial well-being.
I'm a huge fan of Pandora, so I am like blown away that you guys are really leveraging that channel, so to speak, to get the word out.
That's probably the other vehicle that has been the most successful for us.
Wow. It works. Social media, music, it's all awesome. So, wow, that's very cool. All right. What other advice do you have out there that for maybe credit unions out there kind of struggling, trying to get over that hump? Because there's a lot of them out there that are just kind of getting by. What other advice do you have for those folks to like someday get to where you guys are?
Well, you know, what I tell people at work is you have to put first things first. And for me, people are first things first. And so if you really can make sure that the team is really well equipped to not only understand and embrace your mission, but also to talk about it, be enthusiastic about it. That to me is your first hurdle. So you have to really make sure that you got that team fully behind you. And then you better figure out the right partners to help you get through the rest of it, because the rest of it can be difficult too.
There's a theme here, obviously, Aaron, that you guys are very, excuse me, staff-centric. And got a frog in my throat all of a sudden, but very staff centric. I mean, so that sounds like the biggest key to your success is having the right people in the right place.
Doing the right things all the time. Yep.
Okay. Very cool. All right. To wrap up here, what will it take Patelco to continue increasing its numbers in the next few years? Same stuff?
You just stole my line. Oh. The right people doing the right things and acting in our members' best interest. Okay. I think that's the only magic that there really is. So.
Very cool. Very cool. A very eye-opening. Who would have known? Pandora. Awesome. I love this. I can't get past it.
Okay.
Aaron, thank you so much for taking time out. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, my pleasure.